To talk about the financial world, what's going on and how it affects us locally, John Taylor, financial advisor with Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. You can reach him by calling 782-2527. And starting things out on a Monday, financial news includes fertilizer, John.
It does, and we're not talking about the kind that's produced in Washington, D.C. either, talking about real fertilizer. You know, sometimes these headlines kind of bypass us, and we really don't realize what's going on behind the scenes and how it affects us locally. And I want to point out how global this economy has become and how interconnected we are. Some people may have seen this headline that the world's largest potash producer, a company called Potash, which is headquartered up in Canada, is trying to fend off a $40 billion hostile takeover bid from an Australian company by the name of BHT Billiton, which is the world's largest mining and natural resources company. They made an offer of about $39.9 billion. Potash rejected it, and now it's become hostile. Well, over the weekend, it turns out that two other huge global companies have entered the fray. One of them is a state-owned company in China called Sinochem, and they've started talks with Potash. And then the world's largest exporter of iron ore down in Brazil, headquartered in Rio, a company by the name of Vale, has also entered talks. And what makes this so interesting is if you say, well, why would China be doing this? Some interesting statistics. China is trying to feed 22% of the world's population and only 10% of the arable land in the world. And they're the world's largest consumer of potash. They have to import over half their needs. So you can understand why they would not want this to happen. They're already in some conflicts with BHP Billiton, which is in Australia, the world's largest natural resource company. They export a lot of iron ore and other things to China, and they've been in conflict over the years. So there's a lot at stake here. And you say, well, why would I really care? Well, once again, it's a global economy. But the other thing is, of course, we know that fertilizer is very important, and the price of fertilizer affects everything from corn to the price of chicken tenders. And speaking of the price of meat, interesting happened last week, and that is that cattle futures hit their highest price in 2 years. And experts, whoever they are predicting that we're going to see the highest prices for grilled meats and things that we might want to use on the end of the summer Labor Day cookout, we're going to see the highest prices in a couple of years. And one of the other takeover deals that's happening that's become hostile, and we talked about this last week, and that was that Dell Computer agreed to buy a storage company called 3PAR. Well, now HP, Hewlett-Packard, enters the fray, and has offered Dell had offered $18 a share for this company, which was trading at $9 a share a couple weeks ago. But HP comes in and says, no, we want it too. We're going to offer $24 a share for it. And you say, well, what's going on there? Well, both HP and Dell realize that there's a finite number of PCs that can be sold. They've been trying to expand into other types of products that are more marginally profitable, and so they're in a hostile fight too. And it tells you once again that there's a lot of cash on the sidelines, but there's a lot of things at stake here in terms of we see these hostile bids out there. On the economic front, not much today, actually virtually nothing, but on Wednesday we get a number that's very important to River Valley in eastern Oklahoma, and that is the durable goods number, because that's what we make around here, and we're going to see what that looks like and that stuff that's made the last 3 years or more. Tomorrow we do get some existing home sales numbers, but really no economic data out today to speak of.
Well, in your column over the weekend in the Times Record, every Sunday in the business section, yesterday some advice on or some tips on what to do in investments, and one of them was luck. And you pointed out that there were people who were lucky. I thought it was interesting. You said Thomas Jefferson was quoted as saying that he had luck. He believed in it, but he believed it seemed like the harder he worked, the more luck he had.
Yeah, I used to have a boss that told me that. I didn't realize he was quoting Thomas Jefferson. He took credit for it himself. But he used to tell us all the time, you know, it's funny, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And he probably noticed those two things are richly connected.